Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. City of Gulf Breeze had their city council meeting last night. On the phone with us now is the city manager, who I feel like I'm going to say it the wrong now. I'm hyper aware of it. I'm going to say it wrong. Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Sam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I got the right title,
expertly,
right?
Expertly done.
I'm
the
so...
right title, the right name, the right person, the right number. You're killing it this morning. You're killing it.
It's because in my mind, some of these like titles like CEO and president are like the same thing to me. And then city manager, city administrator, I know I slopped those two together, and it's my mistake. They're wrong. It's my mistake. So I try not to make it wrong. Anyway, last night, city council meeting, you guys started working on the mobility rules regarding e-scooters. Is that right? And I assume e-bikes also?
Oh, well, at the council's meeting before last, they took up how to best receive public input on the need to update our local ordinances. Thanks to the state legislature giving municipalities more enforcement ability. So our traffic calming committee advertised for public input. It was a standing room meeting, very well attended.
Wow.
And so we'll be proceeding to craft an ordinance and then be taking that to the council. So
okay.
We're kind of well on the way of receiving that input. Andrew, some of the issues, you know, that were discussed is that, well, number one, across the board, you know, those in attendance said they love where they live. They appreciate the high quality of life, and it's important to find a balance. So that was very refreshing to hear. And so as it relates to the balance, you know, a lot of it really emphasized education. It's not known that if you are on a motorized device and you are under the age of 16, it is law to wear a helmet. Doesn't matter if it's an e-bike, if it's a scooter, whatever it is, if it's a motorized device and you're under the age of 16, a helmet is required by law. And so as it relates to our police force, what does that mean? Do we, you know, as a community, expect our patrol officer to pull over a child and be the one to tell them that? Well, in fact, that's increasingly what we have had to do. So just since school has let out, we have on average had near misses or incidences involving vehicles and minors on motorized devices at an average of 9 per week, Andrew. So thankfully we haven't had any, you know, major injuries, but, you know, in more than half of those cases, the minor was in the crosswalk. And so it's about education on both sides. It's not just minors. Of course, you know, we live in a community that our adults and our seniors love those motorized vehicles as well. But what our police have begun to do is to, you know, to alert the minors and have them call their parent so that, you know, in the presence of the officer, they're saying, hey, mom, I need to wear a helmet. You know, hey, mom, the gas-powered, moped that you got me that goes over 45 miles an hour, yeah, it's illegal by state law anywhere except for on private property. So, you know, the sidewalk or the Maltese path is not the appropriate place for a gas-powered moped. So those kind of conversations, they started that a few weeks ago. And so now the next, you know, component is, okay, well, how do we plan to enforce that? Making sure that we say, you know, just a community on balance, that we don't, we're not too heavy-handed. So that's a lot of the conversation, very good discourse, you know, across the board, all age groups represented, which was really nice. So good. We'll see where that goes.
All right. Well, that sounds like, I mean, you know, that sounds like you said, there's a good balance. People understand they like them, but there needs to be some regulation, and more importantly, needs to be education, especially for the kids, because they're the ones we most worry about. I do in my mind, you know, my brain sometimes goes to weird places, and I've been watching a lot of Yellowstone lately, and I do sort of think that what you ought to have is you ought to have a Gulf Breeze police deployed on, let's say, I don't know, horseback, and they ought to be lassoing kids on their scooters
I knew you were going to go there.
If any they don't have helmets on.
Are we talking about Chief Hawthorne, Captain Tatro?
Oh, absolutely Chief Hawthorne. Yes. Yes, Rick should definitely get, I mean, you know he wants to wear a cowboy hat and a lasso to begin with, so I think that we can work something out.
so look at budget for a horse. Got it, yeah.
A horse fast enough to catch him on a scooter. You know where my brain goes. Hey, hang on for just a second, Sam. We're talking to Sam Abel, city manager for Gulf Breeze. John Pickens has traffic on the 5. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are backflowing smoothly. If you are on Davis Highway southbound approaching Olive Road, you're going to see maybe a 7 to 9 minute delay in that area. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks, John. Back to Sam Abel. Sam, you guys also started talking about, is it an MSTU? Is it stormwater? Is my brain serving me correctly on this?
Well, this one that we talked about last night, I gave the council an update on conversations that myself and Mayor Schluter have been having with the administrator and the our district commissioner for Santa Rosa County. In regards to, well, all three MSTUs that the county administration was proposing, but the one, of course, that's still left on the board relates to law enforcement.
Okay, right, because the other two they voted down. Right, go on, yeah.
That's right. And so this is the enabling ordinance that was adopted in 2018 when Dan Schebler, you know, was the administrator. And so they were, you know, looking towards the future to secure that, just have it in place. So the next step, what is remaining, if the commission, you know, want to approve this MSTU, is just a resolution, as we understand it, ordinance. So it'd just be one vote. What that means for our municipalities, for the city of Gulf Breeze, and for, you know, Milton and Jay, is that as it stands now, the county is considering reducing its millage,
right,
and then assessing a commensurate amount on the MSTU for law enforcement. Well, Andrew, there is no city in the state of Florida that can afford its law enforcement based on its property taxes alone, and that's because cities balance our budget on diversified means of revenues, whereas counties primarily use property taxes. So in the city of Gulf Breeze, our annual operating for our law enforcement is $4 million. The total sum of what we collect in property taxes is $2
million.
So just providing law enforcement alone takes all of our sales tax, and it requires a contribution from our CRA district. No surprise, because clearly a majority of our calls relate to, you know, the highway. And bad things being trafficked on the highway and accidents and so forth. So there's a contribution that comes from our CRA. The CRA is funded by both county and city contributions from an interlocal agreement first adopted in 1989 and then renewed in 2018 for another 30 years. If the county reduces its millage by 2 mils, the result to the city CRA is that we will receive half the amount of contributions from the county that we've been receiving.
Got it.
Which means that our law enforcement is going to have going to experience a gap. So is the city of Milton. And so those are the conversations, you know, that we're having. Ed Spears, you know, and I obviously have been in communication. What do we do?
Yeah.
And so that's the conversation I had with the council last night. I wanted them, you know, never want to get ahead of your skis as a city manager, or you won't have a desk in the morning. And so made sure that they understood we've got some questions that our city attorney needs to work through with the county attorney. And MSTU is based on a fixed cost. So if the city, for instance, were to enter into an interlocal agreement with the county.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
And they were
interlocal,
to collect.
Go ahead.
And, right. Well, if they were to collect inside the city for law enforcement. That would be funds that the county is, you know, stating would be split with the sheriff's department. Well, through mutual aid and through the sharing of, you know, resources, our law enforcement and the sheriff's department work very well together. But if we're reducing funding for our local law enforcement while at the same time paying for service for the sheriff's department, are we inadvertently paying the sheriff's department to provide sheriff's services inside the city? And at what level? And so you don't have to look very far to look at the debates that have occurred for many years in Okaloosa County between Okaloosa and Fort Walton Beach about the amount of service that a city desires from its sheriff's department.
Sure.
So these are questions that if we're paying for something, we need to make sure that we aren't inadvertently defunding one thing for another. And there's a lot of questions to have at the 11th hour as we're working to put a budget together.
Yeah, because we're only 2 weeks away from Santa Rosa County budgeting, right? Yeah.
Right. And so those are the kinds of things, you know, I shared with the council, you know, at this late date, it may make sense for the city to adopt a very austere budget. And we may have to do something that we never do, and that is use one-time money for annual recurring. I've not done it in my career, but just to kind of, you know, just
give us the breathing space, yeah.
As we know, give some breathing space, see, you know, if the county, in fact, does proceed this year, you know, with this effort. And also, Andrew, as you were just sharing, you know, very well, just before we went on the air, the state legislature just figured out what they're doing,
right,
you know, at the end of last
right.
week. So I have never, you know, I put together a budget during the global recession, and there's, you know, certainly been ups and downs with, you know, hurricane seasons and COVID, but to be this late in the budget season and be waiting for your larger units of government to figure out what they're doing, it impacts your cities across, you know, this region and certainly across the state.
So no, it's a good point.
We're
it's,
in interesting
yeah.
times, lots of discussion.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it's kind of funny because you hear from the county routinely about how the state making a proposal is going to adversely affect them. Like, for example, getting rid of property taxes would directly and adversely affect them. But then if the county turns around and, you know, implements actually using the MSTU, how that would affect you guys sort of downstream because of the way you get your funding, not from property. I had not thought about that. It makes perfect sense. And I'm really glad you educated us on it this morning. And I'm glad, even though it's late hour, that you're working on trying to find a solution. Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. As always, Sam, thanks for the time. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
You bet. 821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you own a business and you have to handle things like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability insurance, human resource management, payroll, all of that, Torgerson Causey, they're a comprehensive employee benefits agency operating here locally for more than 2 decades. We've been using them here at News Radio in Cat Country for about 4 years, and they have been fantastic. They can't make miracles happen, okay? The market is what it is, but they will go out and find the very best of the plans that are out there, and they've consistently every year come back with something, you know, that's, you know, I mean, look, the world is what it is, but I know that they've gotten the best that we can find. They are also great at customer service. So when we have questions, they have answers. And, you know, they get what I often describe as my wife's thumbs up. And she is an industrial engineer who asks a lot of questions and is usually dissatisfied with the quality of answers she gets, because most of the time people who do insurance are salespeople. They're not detail-oriented, but the folks at Torgerson Causey are very detail-oriented, and we both appreciate that. So if you want to have them come take a look at what you're doing, and no obligation, find out if you can do it better, give them a call, 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Later, at the Hall of Justice.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son. If your pants were undone, 'cause you were brave for humanity.
I just want to go home and listen to Jethro Tull. You know how there are some bands or some artists that you can't listen to quickly, you know, because the point is the pace.
Right.
Jethro Tull's one of those. You know, Pink Floyd's one of those. Like, I'll just go catch 3 minutes of Pink Floyd. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, you won't. 8:25 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, here we go.
Skating away. Skating.
Should be the theme for all the people who want to get an extra sheet of ice in Pensacola. Yeah, see? All right. John Pickers has got traffic on the fives. Oh, somebody texts in and says the... You know, it'd be one thing, Andrew, the picking up the dog poo is already bad enough. You're talking about picking up horse poo, too. It was a joke. It was a joke. I don't want Rick Hawthorne riding a horse around lassoing kids off their e-scooters and Gulf Breeze. I mean, a
viral video.
I do want the video of it, but John Pickens, that's traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Back to rolling accident-free again. Good news on that. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Even Davis, Highway 90, 98 are all looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, you know, I just had a weird thought.
Uh-oh. No. That scares me when you say that.
Well, I'm watching Benjamin Netanyahu talking on Fox News about how they're not going to make a deal with Hamas until they get all their hostages back.
Right.
In a technical sense, this is obvious. They are now engaged in a two-front war.
They really are.
I mean, that's, you know... Historically, the U.S. doctrine was, you know, be capable of fighting two wars, but you typically don't want to be engaged in a two-front war. You know, Germany, you could argue, lost World War II because they fought the Russians, too, and they shouldn't have. I don't know, just it occurred to me. I hadn't thought about it, how, you know, Israel is now fighting east and west and a little bit north and not exactly south, but somewhat past there to Yemen. I mean, so, you know, anyway. Total air dominance, by the way, over Iran in the last 4 days. They have essentially... wiped out Iran's defensive capabilities and are now flying at will over Iran, which, you know, I'm sure all of the Iranians who have been propagandized into believing that their country is super strong and amazing are kind of wondering. Well, those don't look like our jets.
Those aren't F-14s.
Yeah, our jets aren't that old and slow. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Trump is back at the White House now. He had to cut his trip to the G7 summit in Canada short as the conflict between Israel and Iran has ramped up. He is expected to meet with his National Security Council about the conflict here today. Deliberations continuing today in Massachusetts in the murder retrial of Karen Reed. Jurors began deliberating Friday. They completed their first full day yesterday and did not reach a verdict. She's accused of killing her boyfriend, who was a Boston police officer, by backing into him with her SUV during a snowstorm in 2022. And in alligator news.
You have my attention as we've recently begun boating in an inflatable raft. Go on.
Well, this is actually coming out of Fairfax County, Virginia. Their police apparently confirmed an alligator sighting at a motel in Huntington. Apparently, police were called out yesterday after a guest spotted a 6-foot, 400-pound alligator outside of their motel room. It was there with its owner, who was taking it to a zoo in North Carolina. But they say that state law prohibits having a giant, deadly alligator, apparently, in Virginia. So police wound up escorting the animal and its owner out of the county.
Every law had a reason to be made. And that means this is not the first time this has been a problem for the fine folk of Virginia.
That's right.
All right.
There's a reason we banned alligators at hotels. You try to get to the waffle maker, next thing you know.
And there they are just looking for a fill-up, and then, you know, you can't get there from here. David, thanks so much for the update. 829 News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars, cars that are, you know, 10,000 to 40,000 miles, maybe a year to 4 years young, great condition. They only sell A-quality cars. That's really what they specialize in. So, you know, the car that you take to trade into them is not likely going to be the car that they resell. And they're always buying cars, which, by the way, this is one thing we don't talk about with them a lot. But, you know, if you need to sell a car and it's the kind of car you think that they would be interested in, you know, again, it's a year or two old and you want to move on to something even newer, go to Frontier. I mean, you can go to Facebook Marketplace and then you can meet, you know, Jethro through the hope it's okay and hope he signs everything and hope, you know, I mean, you know, hope it turns out okay. Maybe it does. Or you can go to Frontier and be like, here's my car, 15 minutes, you got money. Or if you want it to be a little bit higher price, they can do it through consignment. You know, if you think it's worth more, well, they can sell it for you on consignment. No big deal. No fees for that. So, you know, it's a great place to buy good quality used cars. It's also a great place to sell good quality used cars. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure not to tell them Jethro sent you. I don't know why I picked Jethro. There's like three dudes named Jethro listening to the show. Like, why me? Why? Because then somebody at work is going to be like, Jethro, are you trying to sell a car? You know, like, it's this is how this works. So, sorry, Jethro, for making you famous for, you know, a day. We'll be back in just a moment. David Wayne will have your local news coming up next, right after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump, back at the White House after leaving the G7 summit in Canada early, says he's working on something much bigger than a ceasefire between Israel and Iran.
Up on the Hill, some lawmakers are taking action now to ensure the president does not drag the U.S. into this conflict directly. Republican Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky writing, "This is not our war, but if it were, Congress must decide such matters according to the Constitution. I'm introducing a bipartisan war powers resolution today. To prohibit our involvement, I invite all members of Congress to co-sponsor this resolution."
Fox's Mark Meredith. Retail sales fell 0.9% last month.
Excluding autos, the drop is 0.3%. Economists were expecting consumers to pull back in May, reflecting the backdrop of tariffs and economic uncertainty. However, the numbers are weaker than expected.
It's Fox's Jenny Gasola. Stocks are down to start the day on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, partly cloudy, 82 degrees in Pensacola. We'll have your weather forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Pensacola police say a driver has died after a crash this morning on Scenic Highway. Officers were called to that accident early this morning in the 4 o'clock hour. They say the driver was found partially ejected from the vehicle. Scenic Highway was briefly closed in both directions, but it has since reopened here just a few hours ago. Also yesterday, a 60-year-old Pensacola man died after a head-on crash on Sorrento Road. And that happened near the intersection with Bauer. FHP says the man was driving a Prius, crossed into the oncoming lane for an unknown reason, then crashed into a truck. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the truck was taken to a hospital for evaluation as well. Troopers are still investigating the cause of that accident. Late Pensacolan John Appleyard was inducted into the Florida and Caribbean Advertising Hall of Fame this week.
Bell, our secretary, and a lot of individuals nominated Mr. Appleyard just because of the impact that he had in his area. He believed in making sure that the history of Pensacola was recognized, and we wanted to make sure that was honored.
And that is Imani Wright, the Pensacola president of the American Federation of Advertising. And she says the induction was to recognize all that Mr. Appleyard accomplished here in our area. The ceremony was held at Seville Quarter. Of course, John Appleyard founded the first ad agency in Pensacola. After retiring, started a whole nother career, was a prominent local historian, community storyteller, wrote several books. Wrote for the News Journal, recognized as a community storyteller as well. Well, Pensacola is taking the first step to recognize Miraflores Park as an unmarked African-American graveyard. They've got a ceremony later this morning where they're dedicating a historical marker to commemorate the 80-plus unmarked graves at the park.
And that conversation of how we commemorate may still continue, but this was kind of the first step with our grant and everything. So that will be at 9 a.m. On Tuesday.
That's Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. Again, that ceremony being held here in about 25 minutes. The first remains, which were found back in 2021, started research into the site, are going to be reinterred there. And after those remains were found, ground penetrating radar showed at least 80 people had been buried on the park grounds. Well, a section of West Main Street between A and E Streets in Pensacola is going to be closed for over 2 months starting next month. That'll be for construction of a new drainage system. The stormwater project aims to alleviate flooding for about 1,700 properties on the city's west side. Officials say detours will be marked. Access to local businesses will remain open as that happens. The project includes new drainage from C to A Streets on Main and sidewalks along B Street. A stormwater treatment vault is also going to be installed to remove sediments and pollution from wastewater. It's 8:35, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Not seeing any delays on Avalon or Highway 90. Santa Rosa County is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And thank you very much, John. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We do have about a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Friday, 50% chance of rain, high near 88 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Keeping that rain chance around on Saturday with a 60% chance of rain and a high near 88 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. We've got 82 degrees, partly cloudy skies. And your money now this morning, taking a look at our opening markets on Wall Street. The Dow's down about 100 points this morning due to the escalating Israel and Iran conflict. Right now we're at 42,384 for the Dow. The S&P down 23.5 points, 6,977. NASDAQ down 86 points this morning, 19,614. 10-year bond rate is down just a bit at 4.422%. Gold prices down 420 at $34.13.10. Silver prices up 68 cents at $37.13. And crypto down across the board this morning. Almost 3,000 for Bitcoin, down to 105.662. Ethereum's down $96 at 25.61. Solana's down just about 750 at 150.20. Dogecoin down just under a cent now at 17 cents, and XRP is down 11 cents as well. Gucci's got a new CEO. Kering, the owner of the luxury brand, is bringing on Renault chief Luca De Meo as the new Gucci top executive. The hopes are that De Meo can turn things around at the company, where the current CEO says expectations have not been met and a new way of looking at things is going to be needed. Well, MyPillow founder, CEO Mike Lindell, is going to be liable for defamation. He'll have to pay millions in damages.
That's the ruling from a federal jury after Lindell claimed Dominion Voting Systems and an executive rigged the 2020 presidential election. The jury ruled that Lindell and his media company, Frank Speech, must pay Eric Coomer more than $2 million in damages. Coomer had sued Lindell, saying the MyPillow CEO called him treasonous. Jurors found Lindell liable for three statements, saying the company acted recklessly and inflicted emotional distress on Coomer. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Thank you very much, Mark. Oil prices are on the rise over worries about the Iran and Israel conflict escalating. Overnight, Brent crude futures were up 34 cents or half a percent to $73.57 a barrel. And West Texas crude on the rise as well. It is 8:38. Your next news at 9. And breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable.
This commercial is for people like you. People who enjoy taking long hot showers, who never want to run out of hot water ever again. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing. and we are pleased to offer natural gas tankless water heaters. With a natural gas tankless water heater, you'll be able to save space, money, and energy every month. Plus, never run out of hot water. You could qualify for significant rebates from your hometown gas provider just for replacing your existing water heater with a natural gas tankless water heater. You're just a quick phone call away from endless hot water. Time is limited, so call Barbieri Plumbing for all the details. And remember, Barbieri Plumbing always uses the flat rate pricing system, so you'll know exactly what you will pay before the work begins. Call Barbieri Plumbing today, 850-477-8782.
License RF 1106-7749.
You're great at protecting your personal information. You might even use things like two-factor authentication and strong passwords. But as much as you try to control how your info is protected, there are other places that also have it, and they may not be as careful. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I have a trash question for you. We've had shower questions. We've had dog walking questions recently. We've had parking at the Walmart questions, coffee mug questions. The question for the day, don't give up, Meg. It's too early to give up.
I'm not.
Put the mic on. Is she there? Okay, all right. Are you? I can't hear you.
I'm here.
John.
Hello.
You're on the wrong mic. Because it's, see? See, it's. I told you I couldn't hear you. This setup in here is so
something
crazy.
Something happens overnight in this studio. I don't know what
I don't know.
It is.
Yeah, little weird
gremlins
things afoot at the Circle K inside the News Radio studio.
Here
anyway,
I am.
Okay, so here we go. Sorry for wasting all everybody's time. here we go. Is it okay to put small amounts of trash in somebody else's trash bin out on the street? I'm not talking about your big old bag. I'm saying, here's what makes me think of this. This is a little bit of the dog cleanup story, but this is, you know, you're walking along and it's trash day. Okay, so everybody's got their trash bins out. And there's some piece of crud in the street. Whatever. I mean, you know, some piece of just junk that you want to pick up and you want to clean up your street and be a good citizen. A milk jug, let's say. I don't know. Some piece of plastic, whatever. Or a nail. I mean, you know, something that you want to save other cars from. You pick it up and then what? Well, under normal circumstances, you probably just carry it with you till you get back home, right? Maybe. Or, if trash day, just put it in somebody else's trash bin because it's right there. It's so easy. 437-1620. Acceptable or not acceptable? Because I will tell you, I think the two of you are looking at me with the eyes like, what would be wrong with that? Oh, people get angry. They get very, very defensive about their trash cans, which is funny because it's actually, legal to go through somebody's trash, right? It's not even a crime. So, okay, John, is it okay or not okay?
Oh, it's just fine.
I same.
I don't understand. If you worry about that, there are so many bigger problems in the world to worry about.
Well, the world of
at
the,
least you're
of,
doing
of the
it.
Karens or whomever, right? But
right.
Like, here's what I think of. Okay, you pick up your dog stuff. Just happens to be the same topic we talked about recently. Do you have to wait till you get all the way home, or do you just put it in somebody's?
I'm not gonna hold
like
that
me
the
personally. I do
time.
Not care. I do not care. You can put it in my trash. It's fine.
Here, I'll hold on to it as I walk my dog. Look,
but
it's like a trophy.
Which trash can you put it in as long as it goes in the trash?
I'm telling you, there are some people who do not like this. And I'm just curious if there's any argument.
And it's out
on
the street,
behalf.
Right?
It's out the street. Yeah, it's, you're not even going
fair.
Up on their property.
No, that might
that's
be
fair.
Different going up on somebody's yes. yard that the trash can's close to their back doors.
That's totally different. Can't go into their backyard
yeah.
through the gate.
That would
right.
Be
knock
that's
on
a
the
little,
door,
yeah.
have your light out, and no. throw it in their trash. Okay,
right.
Just
say trick or treat.
I want to know where
the
line
is. Put it, this is so silly. This is definitely a frivolous topic.
Hey, that's listen, there's no question so obvious that there aren't some people who disagree.
Okay, well, I'm waiting
for
this text,
out there.
Then.
Here we go. 437-1620. Is it okay to throw the trash in somebody else? What? Okay, so since you guys are more on that side,
mm-hmm.
What about somebody throwing a bag in? And a trash bin that's, let's say your trash receptacle can handle like 3 bags, okay, 4, something like that, but you've only got 2. So one neighbor one day has got, 5.
Right.
And he throws it in yours. Does that bother you?
No.
Would you do it?
I've done it. I've actually done it. When I see that the other...
This is how I know that some people don't like this, because we did that one time and almost got into a fight with somebody
who
was very angry.
So you've already put your trash out. It's half empty.
That's right.
Right? Your neighbor had a party last night and they've got extra trash. So they put the extra trash in your receptacle rather than putting it on the curb.
Well, his argument was, you don't know if I might be coming with another bag later. Also, stay out of my trash.
Wow.
This is in Oregon, by the way. This is a long time ago.
Okay, because I'm lying.
But I have encountered these people.
Wow.
Okay, we'll take the text in just a second. 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the 5. John?
No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110, even Davis Highway, Avalon, they're all flowing smoothly this morning. Not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, or you want to find out if you have crazy neighbors, whatever the case may be, Christina Leavenworth can help you with that. If you're moving to a place, from a place, to the city, to the country, to the water, away from the water, upsize, downsize, whatever the case may be, if it's a real estate transaction, she can help you with it. And, her folks, she and her folks sold 165 homes last year, 175 the year before that, so a lot of buys also. They can help you buy a new home, build a new home. You might think you don't need a realtor for that. Well, need but benefit from are maybe different things, and benefit from certainly. Builders are motivated. They'll buy down your points. They'll do all kinds of things to get you to buy from them. So she can help you navigate that terrain, because that's her job, is to help you get the best possible deal and to get the deal all the way through to closing. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 786-3996. Back to the question of the day. Is it okay to put, any amount of trash in the neighbor's bin on the street when it's out there but not full? 437-1620. We all here in the studio think that it's fine. I think it's fine because I know I wouldn't care if somebody did it mine.
I have a thought.
Unless they fill it up, unless they put something like, a bunch of bottles that are going to break. We don't put glass in our recycling for that reason, for example. But,
I have a thought. As long as it's just trash. In other words.
And not,
you mean not body parts?
Thank
or,
you.
Okay. I'm like,
criminal
I'm
evidence.
Joking,
in other words,
but,
something that I might get arrested for because it's in my trash can. On that note, then I have to put my foot down.
Oh, that's so funny. Or put somebody else's foot down.
Okay,
so
437-1620,
text on the matter. And again, you can always text me your name. I'll add it to our list. I don't have caller ID, so I don't know your name unless you tell me. I'll drop litter, somebody says, in a closed can, all while looking around like I'm doing something wrong. It's all surreptitious, like you're going to sneak it in there quick while nobody's looking. I just think that it's my trash, and therefore it's I just think that it's my trash, and therefore it's their treasure. Somebody says, no, it's not okay. See, here we go.
Okay.
No, it's not okay. I'm paying for my trash to be picked up, especially if it's the dog poop. I know people think of it that way.
Hmm.
I'll give you a related topic that we're not going to get into today. Some people don't mind if you do 3-point turn in their driveway. Some people hate it, especially the people who are on like corners, typically because it happens a lot. They really don't like it. Doesn't really cost you anything, but I get why people don't like it. It's kind of like they're coming on your property again and again. I get it. But that's similar kind of thing. Like, for a lot of people, no problem. And for some people, like, that really grinds me. No, 1, 2, 3 exclamation. Oh, no, sorry, just 2 exclamation marks. Is this President Trump? Anyway, no, because he's all caps and exclamation marks, right. All right? No, especially if it's a doggy food bag. Okay, well, interesting. I don't mind it. A prenup with your neighbor would be advisable.
That is a great idea.
Oh, that's funny.
You got to do it.
In our neighborhood, that would be frowned upon, but I wouldn't care. And then they sent me a, let's just say, a brown triangular smiling emoji. Somebody else. You guys are the best, honestly. Trash, yes. Dog poo, no. Oh, that's interesting. The people really like just that part of it. They really don't like that part of it. Wally says, I see nothing wrong with what you're saying, but I don't like when my kids' friends clean out their car and throw a bunch of those fast food garbage or food in there. I don't want loose stuff blowing out when the garbage can is dumped. I don't want loose food getting nasty in my can. Okay. I sort of can see that. That's kind of along the lines of like the bottles. We don't put bottles in recycling because they're going to break. And I don't like the glass on the road, but other people do it differently. Let's see. What is this? I can't make sense of all this, but I think this person is against. Don says it's acceptable for minor garbage. A trash can in the road right away is fair access. Fight litter. See, that's what I think is you're cleaning up the town.
That's right.
You know, and if you're going to clean up the town, then don't be excited. What a great idea. I'm canceling my garbage and using the others in the neighborhood.
You know what? I think that Andrew's made me think about this and like reassess my bills. Yeah.
Well, you know, if the trash gets too expensive, maybe you guys can, you know, go, you know, every other house and you just share the costs, you know, slip them a 10 or a 20 every once in a while and everybody's good.
Someone at ECOA right now is putting their head in their hands.
Yeah. We know where you live, Andrew.
Bruce Woody and Natalie Bowers are like, Andrew, shut up.
Yes.
Shut up already.
You want your
we
trash
don't want you
up.
Thinking too much about the trash. Oh, that's funny.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Fire! 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 Fire!
Can I just tell you, Mayor walks in. He does not want to talk about this on the air.
I know.
He walks in. The first thing he said is, "Your own fault, Mike." The first thing you said to Meg was, "This is the first time you can remember you and she disagreeing."
I was talking
he
to
told
Meg.
Me he loved me.
Did I say, what did I say? Yeah. Yes. Anyway.
I love you, but I always hate that sentence.
14 years dealing with people's trash, and some people take it very seriously.
No, some people do take their trash very seriously. It's on their property. They pay for that trash
that
to be
service,
picked up.
That's right.
And mm-hmm. they're very sensitive about the price that they pay.
Of course they
that's
are.
That. Right, yeah.
I mean, that is really very important to some people. And I think some people would take offense if you walked onto their yard, mm-hmm. put something in their can without asking them. Yeah. Now, I don't think it's a problem if you ask, but just to do it because you're walking down the street and you have a piece of trash in your hand and put it in someone else's
See,
hand.
See, you guys looked sideways at me when I brought this up, but I know there's a lot of people like that.
You know, it's not everybody, but there's some.
There
so you
are
have
those.
To you have there to respect those. People's property.
And if you know there's enough
can.
People like that, you have to work on the default premise that this may be one of those people. And
you, know,
that's,
you just
you know,
don't know.
That,
you know, you just don't know. So,
interesting.
All right. So Meg and I have never disagreed on anything.
Look at that.
What are we doing?
We are bringing people apart here on this show. That's what we do. Speaking of which.
Handed Commissioner Wright the proclamation for our waste and recycling workers today. So this is Waste and Recyclers Week, and the floor is yours, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I see you gave me the dirty work.
Oh, dad jokes from Colton Wright.
All right, now we can talk trash.
Stop. Make it stop.
Whereas members of the Solid Waste Association of North America recognize the week of June 17th as Waste and Recycling Workers Week, and waste and recycling workers provide an essential service to keep Santa Rosa County clean. And according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there's a direct correlation between the eradication of many diseases and higher public sanitation standards resulting from effective garbage disposal.
So they issued a proclamation, and he's right. I mean, you talk about work that's difficult, that's obnoxious, that's smelly, that's unpleasant, and yet vitally important for public safety.
And the often thankless work of waste disposal is done by the selfless men and women employed at the Santa Rosa County Central Landfill who work in all types of environments.
And Escambia County.
And at risk to themselves. To provide solid waste services to protect our communities and to prevent disease and pollution of our soil, water, and air. And it is appropriate to recognize and celebrate the value of our solid waste employees for their commitment to our residents, businesses, and communities, and their contributions to the safety, health, and welfare of our residents.
Boy, man, that is so true. It's not something that people think a lot about, but, you know, if you think, like, what saves lives? What invention or what thing? And you might think about law enforcement, okay? True. You might think about fire protection. Okay, sure. No, clean water is number one. Indoor plumbing is the number one thing that has saved more lives and expanded lifespan over the course of human history. And then waste disposal, both solid waste and human waste. I mean, very, very essential in keeping people healthy. So the fact that they do this work, this very, very nasty work, I super appreciate it. And Rhett Rowell, who I always... A Scooby-Doo commissioner. Rhett Rowell, or Scrappy-Doo, I suppose. Anyway, he says...
Yeah, I actually have a complaint. I've yet to drive any of the big equipment that I was promised I'd get to drive. So, no, I appreciate you guys, and thank you for what you do. I don't blame you, Kaz. I blame Chad Nowling for not letting me drive the equipment.
I don't know, man. The smell at the landfill, I don't know that you want to drive it around there. Mike, you seem to want to say something, but hang on for just a second because we got traffic on the fives. We'll be back to you in just a second. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are backflowing smoothly. No delays either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
All right. Yes, Mike.
Very quickly, that was from Santa Rosa County.
Yes.
Those are very nice words, but I want to stand up for the city of Pensacola Sanitation Department. I will tell you right now, it is a department that is very effective. It has some employees that are dedicated, and they do a great job.
And I would say the same about ECUA. I mean, it just, you know, kind of across the board. As much as I might criticize our political leaders, our staffs generally are fantastic. You know, Gulf Breeze, Milton,
Pensacola
Santa Rosa,
Beach.
Escambia, Pensacola Beach, absolutely. You know, SRIA and all the things they oversee, plus the county. Yeah, you know, fantastic across the board. All right, 8:57 here on News Radio 92.3. I don't know if you notice this. I pay attention to these stories because I am from there. But in Illinois, we got another longtime politician going to jail. Yay. Look, it's Tuesday. Mike Madigan. Oh, man, I haven't heard this name in years. 83-year-old Democrat. He was fined $2.5 million. Indicted in 2022 and convicted in February on charges including conspiracy, bribery, and wire fraud. I mean, do it all, baby. He led a criminal enterprise whose purpose was to enhance Madigan's political power and financial well-being while also generating income for his political allies and associates. He was the Speaker of the Illinois House for 40 years in Springfield, Chair of the Illinois Democratic Party for more than 20 years, and now he's begging the court, I ask you to let me spend my final days with my family. You should have thought about that before you were doing criminal activity for 40 years. Good Lord. And remember, this is Illinois. Is like our primary product in Illinois is homegrown corruption.
I think it's too cold there. I think y'all, it's just too cold.
I mean, there were four governors in the state of Illinois that have been incarcerated for corruption charges. I believe that Ryan and Blagojevich were in jail at the same time, if I'm not mistaken, and two more that got indicted but just weren't convicted. And now that Trump has pardoned Blagojevich, you might think of him as the haircut. That's what we always called him. You know, he's like George Stephanopoulos on a bad hair day. He is going to apparently run for the Senate now that he's been pardoned. I mean, good Lord, you couldn't make a caricature more ridiculous. Of course, Pritzker is a Democrat. You all know the Democratic Party in Illinois is massively corrupt. I'm not saying the Republicans are all clean. I'm just, you know, it's Chicago, okay? It's a hot mess. Anyway, so the judge in scolding Madigan, I often joke that if I were to ever go back to Illinois and run for office, all I have to do is say, vote for Andrew McKay. I've never been to prison. that would distinguish me from everybody. He says Madigan had engaged in a nauseating display of perjury and evasion. You lied. You did not have to. You had a right to sit there and exercise your right to silence, but you took the stand and you took the law into your own hands. He had every opportunity to set the standard for honest government in a state long plagued by corruption, but instead he fit right into the mold of yet another corrupt leader in Illinois. So true. And I haven't followed this case all that closely, but the friends I have in Illinois are telling me that 7.5 years is a scam to light. Even though they are jailing him, even though he is 83, that is way too light of a sentence to really send the message that they ought to send in Illinois. Because, man, that government is not squeaky by any stretch of the imagination. Enjoy the Garden Line coming up next.